Hi. This podcast is the fifth and last part of Python interview questions. It covers the most commonly asked Python interview questions that will help you land great job offers. Question 81. What is the purpose of file-related modules in Python, and can you provide examples of such modules? Answer. File-related modules in Python provide functions and methods to perform operations on files, such as creating, reading, writing, updating, copying, and deleting files. These modules help in managing files and directories in the file system. Some commonly used file-related modules in Python include OS. The OS module provides various functions for interacting with the operating system, including file and directory operations. OS.path. The OS.path module is used for common path manipulations and provides functions to access and manipulate file paths. Shootiel. The Shootiel module offers a higher-level interface for file operations and provides functions to copy, move, and remove files and directories. Glob. The Glob module is used for file pattern matching, allowing you to find files that match a specified pattern or wildcard. File input. The file input module provides a way to iterate over lines from multiple input sources, such as files or standard input. Question 82. Why isn't all memory deallocated when Python exits? Answer. Not all memory is deallocated or freed when Python exits, particularly in cases involving Python modules with circular references or objects referenced from global namespaces. Portions of memory reserved by the C library cannot be deallocated. When Python exits, it attempts to deallocate every object using its own efficient cleanup mechanism. However, due to the presence of circular references or memory managed by the C library, complete deallocation of all memory may not be possible. Question 83. What are Python virtual environments, and why are they used? Answer. Python virtual environments are isolated environments that allow you to install Python packages and dependencies specific to a project, without interfering with the global Python installation. They are used to manage project dependencies and create a clean development environment. Question 84. How can you measure the execution time of a Python program? Answer. You can use the time module in Python to measure the execution time of a program. By recording the current time before and after the code execution, you can calculate the time difference. Question 85. Which two loop statements are commonly used in Python? Answer. The two major loop statements commonly used in Python are for loop and the while loop. Question 86. What is the meaning of PEP 8? Answer. PEP 8, short for Python Enhancement Proposal 8, is a coding convention and style guide for Python. It provides guidelines on how to format Python code to achieve maximum readability. PEP 8 outlines recommendations for naming conventions, indentation, line length, comments, and other aspects of code formatting to promote consistency and clarity in Python programming. Question 87. In what situations would you use triple quotes as delimiters in Python? Answer. Triple quotes, or, are string delimiters that allow strings to span multiple lines in Python. Triple quotes are commonly used in the following situations. 1. Multiline strings. When you have a string that spans multiple lines, triple quotes can be used to enclose the entire string. This is useful when dealing with long strings, doc strings, or multi-line comments. 2. Mixing single and double quotes. If your string contains both single and double quotes, you can use triple quotes to enclose the string to avoid escaping the quotes. This simplifies the syntax and improves readability. By using triple quotes as delimiters, you can create more readable and expressive code in situations where strings span multiple lines or contain a mix of single and double quotes. Question 88. What does init mean in Python? Answer. The init method is a special method in Python that is automatically called when a new object is created and memory is allocated for it. Its primary purpose is to initialize the values of instance members for objects. By defining the init method in a class, you can specify the initial state of an object by assigning values to its attributes or performing any necessary setup operations. This method allows you to customize the initialization process for objects and ensure that they are properly configured upon creation. Question 89. What is a docstring in Python? Answer. A docstring, also known as a documentation string, is a way to provide documentation for Python classes, functions, and modules. It is a string literal placed as the first statement within these entities, and its purpose is to describe the purpose, usage, and behavior of the code. DOC strings are used to provide helpful information to developers and users of the code, serving as a form of inline documentation. They can contain plain text, as well as formatted content such as examples, parameter descriptions, and return value explanations. DOC strings play a vital role in documenting Python code and promoting code readability and maintainability. Question 90. Is it possible to create multi-line comments in Python? Answer. Python does not have a specific syntax for creating multi-line comments like some other programming languages. However, programmers can effectively create multi-line comments by using triple-quoted strings, also known as docstrings. These docstrings are enclosed within triple quotes and can span multiple lines. It is important to note that for the docstring to be recognized by the Python parser, it should be the first statement within the current method or function. By utilizing triple-quoted strings, programmers can effectively create multi-line comments in Python. Question 91. What are the benefits of using Django? Answer. Django offers several advantages as a Python framework. Ease of learning. Django's simplicity, well-structured codebase, and clear design principles make it easy to learn, especially for developers familiar with the Python language. Versatility. Django is a versatile framework that provides a comprehensive set of tools and features, including modules for handling databases, URL routing, form processing, authentication, and more. Security. Django has a strong emphasis on security, and it incorporates built-in features to mitigate web vulnerabilities like cross-site scripting, XSS, and cross-site request forgery, CSRF, attacks. Scalability. Django is designed to handle scalability effectively. Django integrates well with caching mechanisms and load balancers, enabling efficient scaling of web applications. Question 92. How can we create an empty class in Python? Answer. An empty class in Python is a class that doesn't have any code defined within its block. You can create it using the pass keyword, and objects of this class can be instantiated outside the class itself. Example. Class X. Pass obj equals x, obj.id equals 123, print, id equals obj.id, output, id equals 123. Question 93. Define constructor in Python? Answer. A constructor is a special type of method that initializes the state of instance members in a class. It is invoked automatically when an object of the class is created. The purpose of a constructor is to ensure that the necessary resources are available for the object to perform its intended tasks. The two types of constructors in Python are parameterized constructor, non-parameterized constructor. Question 94. How do we find bugs and statistical problems in Python? To identify bugs and address potential issues in Python code, several tools and techniques can be employed. Static analysis tools like PyChecker detects bugs and checks if the code adheres to coding standards and best practices. Python offers built-in debugging tools such as PDB module that aid in locating and resolving bugs. Unit testing frameworks such as Unitest and PyTest facilitate the creation of test cases covering various scenarios to validate the expected behavior of functions and modules. Engaging in code reviews with peers or experienced developers can help identify bugs and potential issues. Question 95. Differentiate between SciPy and NumPy? Answer. Following are the differences between both. 1. NumPy means numerical Python, whereas SciPy means scientific Python. 2. NumPy is used to perform general and efficient computations on numerical data saved in arrays. For example, indexing, reshaping, sorting, and more. While SciPy is a collection of tools in Python used to perform operations such as differentiation, integration, etc. 3. NumPy contains linear algebraic functions, but they are not fully fledged. On the other hand, SciPy module contains fully fledged operations for performing algebraic computations. Question 96. Name some common security issues that can be avoided by using Django. Answer. Here are the common security issues you can avoid using Django. Clickjacking. Cross-site scripting and SQL injection. Question 97. Can Python make use of access specifiers? Answer. Python cannot use access specifiers. Besides, it does not offer a way to access an instance variable. Python introduced the idea of prefixing a method, function, or variable name with a double or single underscore character to mimic the behavior of private and protected access specifiers. Question 98. What are the OOPS concepts available in Python? Answer. Python is also an object-oriented programming language with concepts such as object, class, method, encapsulation, abstraction, inheritance, polymorphism. Question 99. Define Python path? Answer. Python path is an environmental variable used to import a module. Suppose at any time we import a module, Python path is utilized to check the presence of the modules that are imported in various directories. Interpreters will choose how to load the module. Question 100. What is the purpose of the super keyword in Python? Answer. The super keyword refers to the superclass of a class. It helps you to call superclass methods and access superclass attributes. Thank you for listening to our podcast.